Okay, college. You went where to college?
I went to the University of Tulsa. I really didn't know if I was going to college or not, and I took a test to determine whether or not I was college material, and I did well enough that I got a partial scholarship to the University of Tulsa. The scholarship was for $150, which paid one half of my tuition for a full year. It's just amazing to me to look back and remember that college tuition for the University of Tulsa was only like $300 for a full year. That seems impossible in this day and age.
And then we'll fast forward real quick and then come back again. And then to think that you ended up being a member of the Board of Regents for Tulsa University.
Yes, that's quite a stretch to even think that I could achieve that. When I first went to the University of Tulsa, I still didn't know what I wanted to do. So they asked me what major I'd like to select. They said, you know, you're really strong in math and science. You ought to consider engineering. I said, fine, I'll do engineering. They said, well, we have a great petroleum engineering school. You want to be a refinery engineer or a production engineer? Not knowing what the difference was, I said, well, I don't want to work in a refinery. My dad has done that. So I'll be a production engineer. That's how my major was ultimately decided.
So then your major was?
Petroleum production engineering.
Okay. Something memorable then, those 4 years at TU?
Well, I worked the entire time. I started off working at Farmers and Merchants Bank, and I posted what they call a savings book. I kept track of the activity of people depositing money into their savings. I would take the deposit slips and use a machine to actually post those onto a ledger card and keep track of the savings account. I also handled the mail room and handled all packages and mailing from that. When that job ended, I looked for a job and got a reference to a place called Western Supply, which manufactured refinery equipment called heat exchangers. And I met a gentleman by the name of Jim Hughes. Jim was vice president for Western Supply, and Western was owned by a wealthy man by the name of Wilson Dye. I went to work in the assembly plant. Western Supply consisted of an engineering department that would design heat exchangers, a welding shop that would do welding and fabrication, a machine shop, and then an assembly shop. The assembly shop would take the parts that had been machined and welded and would put them together into a big boiler-like piece of equipment. We would put it all together and then pressure it up with water to determine whether or not there were any leaks and if all the welds would hold. I worked out there on a shift from 3 in the afternoon to 11 at night. And I had my schedule pretty well arranged that I didn't have any afternoon classes. But my grades suffered. My very first semester, I made a straight B average while I was working at the bank. And then with the evening work, my grades fell to about a C+. I think it was a 2.3. I worked out there for a period of maybe 5 or 6 months. And then I had a layoff, and I went to look for another job. Jim Hughes had not intended for me to get caught in the layoff. He called me up and brought me back and introduced me into the engineering department. And I began working in drafting, running blueprints, and doing very elemental drafting. I had not even had a drafting course, but I soon had one after my first year.
Your parents weren't able to help you
financially? No, I paid for my college all the way through. They said they would take care of me living at home and my food, but whatever books and tuition, I had to take care of myself.
What drove you to have that kind of determination?
Well, I saw what other people did to make a living, and I wanted to be better than just digging ditches or being a carpenter, like my father's father had been a carpenter here in town and built homes. That's how my dad built our houses. He had learned the carpentry trade, and he could have been a carpenter instead of working in the plant, but I think the plant probably paid better wages. I didn't want to live the kind of life that he had lived, and I was determined to do better for myself.
Yeah. You graduated from TU in what year?
In January of 55. The engineering courses were such that you had to take an awfully heavy load in order to graduate in 4 years. And because I was working part-time the entire time I was in college, I wasn't able to take that full load, so I had to take one extra semester. Fortunately, I did get several scholarships to help along the way. I got a Morlaine Engineering Scholarship in my junior year, which paid $500, which was, I think, full tuition at the time, and maybe a little extra money. Then my senior year, I got something called a Saucony Vacuum, which is Mobil Oil Company, parent company. And I got a $750 scholarship, which gave me some spending money in addition to books and tuition.
The football era at that time, and I know you didn't play football there, but TU was pretty strong, weren't they, at that time?
Yes, we had some pretty good football teams. We had one fellow who was a tackle. He was an All-American tackle, and Howard Waugh was a fullback. I remember the strength of the players. Jerry Cammons, who later became a lawyer, was an end that came down here from New York. Angelo Prossa was a guard. He later became a coach at Bishop Kelly.
Who was the coach at the time?
I think Henry Franca was a coach early on.
Glenn Dobbs came later then.
Glenn Dobbs came later. Henry Franca had coached at Will Rogers when I played against him, but he had become the TU coach at that time.
Again, you graduate from TU in
January of 1955.